Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things is you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Today's livestock futures finished a little bit lower on the day. Overall, down $1.10 in the February at 136.70. The April live cattle down 67 cents at 140.62. The June's 60 lower, 136.32. But we weren't any red or any green on the screen except February 23 up 7 cents here at 146.60. The feeder cattle down 20 in January at 161.87. We had a pretty big feeder cattle sale here in Oklahoma City at the Bellringer Superior Livestock Auction over the next 3 days. Almost 150,000 head selling. So it started off the day with that and being a little bit weaker, but that sale was pretty good, and I think that's what held the January feeder cattle up as strong as they were, only down 20 at 161.87. March's, on the other hand, were $1.32 lower at 165.05. April's down $1.35 here at 168.72. May feeders, 170.97, down $1.17. Box beef midday was up again. It's up $1.05 on choice to 279.27. Select was up $1.82. at 270.45. So again, all these cattle going into the index, the start of a new year, box beef being higher, the cash trade 137, maintaining where we've been, and feeder cattle down about.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use, but parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. One, nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can increase mood swings. Three, it can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Today's grain futures market reacted to a USDA report which came out at 11. But we finished about 2 to 3 cents lower overall in the corn futures. July corn down 2 3/4 at 5.97. Bean futures were extremely strong, up about 12 to 13 cents, with the July up 12 3/4 at 14.13. March right at 14.1399. The Kansas City July wheat down 10 3/4 at 7.78. The cotton futures up 155 here today, 117.57. That's about 140 off the highs. Quarterly stocks as of December 1st. That was part of today's report. Wheat was smaller than expected at 1.391 billion bushels. They were looking for about 1.4. Last year at this same time, 1.7. So tighter than last year. Corn was 11.647. That was about 45 million bushels bigger than expected. And about 350 million more than last year at the same time. So a lot of corn stocks. Soybeans, 3.149. They're looking for 3.12. Last year it was 2.97. So it looks like the corn and bean December 1st stocks are higher than last year. Wheat's a little bit lower. One part of that report was the winter wheat seedings. All winter wheat was 34.4 million acres planted. The average guess is 34.255, so that was a little bit bigger than last year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.